the United States must not forget that the longer it persists in deliberate wrongdoings, the more unimaginable disasters it will invite. Press statement of a spokesman for the Policy Department of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The Sony Pictures hastily suspended the screening of Impure Reactionary Film, frightened by the just hacking attack of the Champions of Peace, but resumed its dissemination at the impetuous instigation of the U.S. administration and wicked conservatives, without guessing its possible miserable fate. Probably having sensed the coming danger, it could not use its own internet, but began screening on other websites and at 200 to 300 of the 3,000 to 5,000 theaters which had renounced the screening. The mastermind that forced indiscriminate dissemination on the Sony Pictures and allured and intimidated cinema houses and theaters at home to disseminate impure reactionary film is U.S. President Obama. Obama is always more thoughtless in speech and action than a monkey in tropic jungle. When the Sony Pictures, frightened by the merciless retaliation, made the public a statement on suspending dissemination of the impure reactionary film, he called for its unconditional screening, saying, "The shame of the Sony Pictures is the sorrow of the United States. Why did you make such a statement, raising a white flag, without informing the president? It is an encroachment on the freedom of expression and the danger created in the security of the United States, and the background of hacking is not certain. Think it is North Korea, and you must proportionately confront it." And Kerry, McCain, Bolton, and other malignant conservative politicians supported the decision of Obama and actively encouraged the dissemination of the reactionary film, saying who on earth but North Korea can inflict hundreds of million dollars property loss on the U.S. largest film producer and disseminator. We would like to ask, if somebody made a film concerning terror on himself, and if somebody intends to instigate terror to do harm to himself, can Obama talk about freedom of expression and value of modern civilization as now and welcome all of them? We take this opportunity to clearly announce once again, the hacking attack on the Sony Pictures has nothing to do with us. We make it clear that our target is not such individual corporations like Sony Pictures, but the U.S. imperialist brigands who left grudge on our entire nation, which cannot be worked out for ages. If the United States intends to insist that we are the hacking attackers on the Sony Pictures, they must present evidence now. If they cannot make public the evidence because of the protection of sensitive information source as expressed by the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, it would be all right to do joint investigation with us behind closed door. But the United States unconditionally connects the disastrous hacking attack with us without certain evidence, without clear ground, and is running recklessly, talking about proportionate confrontation, combination of visible sanctions and invisible sanctions, and renaming of terror sponsor nation. Actually, the big United States shamelessly began to obstruct the internet operation of major media of the DPRK like hide-and-seek of innocent children. We have already warned them not to act in the way of shaking fist at the sky after being hit by somebody. Of course, we do not expect our warning would work on the brigands, because it is the United States that makes truth recognized by all people falsehood, fabricates what does not exist, triggers off a war of aggression, and unhesitatingly interferes in the internal affairs of a sovereign state, if it is to satisfy the aggressive ambition. It is none other than the United States that ignited an aggressive war in Korea under the pretext of fictitious southward invasion, that cooked up the incident of the Bakbor Bay and triggered off the aggressive Vietnamese war, and that conquered Iraq by fabricating a groundless conspiratorial fuss called removal of mass destruction weapons. This time, too, the United States made a hacking attack on our media, but when public criticism became fierce, shamelessly pretends ignorance, saying, "Ask North Korea, the United States neither admits nor denies." It is a replica of the brazen-facedness with which they said the U.S. nuclear policy in the Korean Peninsula is a not-admitting and denying policy, while frequently shipping in numerous murderous nuclear hardware since they brought nuclear weapons into South Korea first in the 50s of the last century. Too clear is the ulterior intention of the United States, which doggedly screens impure reactionary film impairing the dignity of our supreme leadership and agitating terror, unconditionally linking the unprecedented hacking attack on the Sony Pictures in the heart of the United States with us. The prevailing situation vividly shows that the United States is recklessly doubling their crimes with screening of the film The Interviewer. The United States can never justify the screening and dissemination of the impure reactionary film, because The Interview is an illegal impure reactionary film, totally opposed to the UN Charter, based on the respect of sovereignty, non-interference in others' internal affairs, and protection of human rights and international law. The Declaration on Measures Against International Terrorism, adopted in 1994, and other anti-terror conventions, clearly define the infringement upon the life, health, and honor of heads of state supported by the people as an international terror. The U.S. agitation of terror against a specific state while advocating anti-terror is an extremity of double-dealing practice that cannot work at any place, nakedly revealing its shamelessness again. The Interview is also a terror-agitating means produced with the involvement of high-level politicians of the U.S. administration and the new political provocation made by the U.S. hostile policy toward the DPRK. The United States may know that the dignity of the supreme leadership is what our army and people consecrate most and value more than their life. That is why the world brands The Interviewer as a typical product of the U.S. anachronistic acts of challenging not only the dignity of our supreme leadership, but also justice and conscience of humanity, and infringing on peace and security. Today, secret war on the United States is precisely defense of justice and peace. The United States must come to its senses. It is a tragedy of the United States that it has not yet felt what our unprecedentedly toughest countermeasures are like. Terror is said to be causing a vicious cycle of retaliation. If Obama wants the United States to be peaceful in the new year, he should begin to straighten up all the wrongdoings based on hostile policy toward the DPRK on the stand of undoing his own wrongdoings. Then everything will go smoothly. Silence comes after storm. The United States must clearly know that if, despite our repeated warnings, they persist in the American-style arrogance and high-handedness and brigandish outrages, the declining U.S. political situation will face an irretrievably fatal blow. They must not forget that the longer they persist in deliberate wrongdoings, the more unimaginable disasters they will invite. Pyongyang, December 27th, Juche 103 or 2014.